Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, Craig Jackamine. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nova, for having me.
Craig, we talk a lot about generators, mostly tied into, you know, the hurricane season. But what we find is that more often than not, people lose power, maybe in a shorter duration, throughout the remainder of the year. And for me, I can tell you the inconveniences that I used to have, because we used to have a subject tree that when the wind blew over 15 miles an hour, it hit that stinger wire tripper thing. And
right.
Without exception, no power, you know, and it'd be out for 45 minutes to 2 hours until somebody came out with the pole, the reconnected thing, and then powered it all up. But it always happened when the Saints were third and two third and goal and about to score or something like that. And I thought it'd be of value, you know, to have you come in and talk about kind of the do's and don'ts and the things to consider when utilizing whole home generator backup power.
Yeah, one of the things that you're going to start seeing a lot of advertisement going into the 2026 is going to be locally owned, family owned. There's a lot of private equity firms that are buying up a lot of companies, local companies. And you know, we've been approached, and they keep the local owners on board for so many years, so they'll keep the locally owned. But you know, one thing that we're seeing is with the private equity firms coming in, a lot of the big box stores getting into the generators and just sending out whoever to put these generators in. We recently had a customer, actually got to meet with him tomorrow. He had a generator that was sold through a big box store, private equity firm type company, and the generator was not. He needed a three-phase power for his home versus a single phase, and he's been battling for almost 2 years with this. And basically, he said, "Well, look, the contract says this," and I kind of started doing some inspections of the equipment. And I said, "Well, what the attorney said?" He said, "Well, the attorneys are saying that we're kind of locked in this. I'm kind of stuck." And I said, "Well, I think I found your out." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, on the contract, it says a 200-amp transfer switch, and you got a 150-amp transfer switch outside." So he called me a couple days ago and says, "Look, they refunded my money, totaled my money for about $14,000-$15,000. He says, "We want to go ahead and upgrade to this bigger unit. So we're going out there tomorrow to go set things up." So, you know, not only you have to, you know, you got to worry about the companies, and, you know, you want to read Google reviews, you want to read, you know, online reviews, talk to your neighbors that have generators, you know. And another thing is make sure you're licensed and insured. So that's one of the protections that we're starting to see now with a lot of it's a lot of fast-paced stuff starting to happen now. You know, a lot of pressure sales.
And the thing, too, it's not just electricity, right? It's plumbing.
Plumbing, yeah.
You know,
air conditioners.
Air conditioners. Yeah. But I mean, what, you know, because you got major pieces of appliances that are connecting, and if you're not phasing in right, you could blow those particular units, right?
Yeah, a lot of the things now is more of, we're in a society now that it's just throw it away, go buy a new one. I mean, that's just parts, changing parts till they finally get the units up and running, right? And, you know, we actually own an AC company. We bought one about 2 months ago. And we bought that company more to complement our customers because we were having customers that were needed a simple, maybe a capacitor changed out, and they were told that they needed a whole brand new unit, and they called us up just to take a look at it. So we're running into things like that. But like I said, you know, going into 2026, one of the things that people aren't really not really aware of is these AI data centers. They're going to suck up a lot of electricity. You're going to see a lot of power outages. You know, maybe even seeing things about people's electricity bill possibly going up, you know, over the next couple of years. So the system's already strained. You start adding electric vehicles and you start adding these AI data centers and other things like that. The infrastructure's, it's already tight what we're dealing with right now. I mean, you see it during the winter. You'll get a text message, especially when we have these cold fronts come in. You'll get a message from your power provider, utility company will say, keep your thermostat set, 68 degrees. You know, because the electric heats, they draw a lot of power, electric heaters. So it taxes the system. So you do have power outages during the winter because of the transformers being overloaded. So
for folks that are wanting to get a generator, I know at one time, you know, a lot of the code enforcement or permit process were backed up. Where do we stand here through the metro area right now?
I'd say New Orleans is like 2 to 4 weeks. Jefferson Parish is probably a week. I mean, look, St. Charles Parish, where I live at, I mean, it's 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, they review it pretty quick. So it just depends on the municipality. But the key in it, it's all about prepping the paperwork, getting the right paperwork in, checking all the boxes, having all that done. You know, we have someone that works in our office, and that's what she does. She goes over the paperwork to make sure before she submits it. Because you got to think about it. It might take a few days for them to review, and it's a pile, you know, think of a pile of papers. And when they come to yours, you don't have it right. You're going back to the bottom, and they're saying, hey, come back, get the paperwork in. So that could be another week. So that is part of it, is just the checks and balances before you even submit paperwork and knowing the rules.
So significant improvement there. I've been to homes that I know a little bit about, you know, the size and the draw, you know, how many amps are necessary, that have these huge generators that could probably generate enough power for the entire block that they live on. There is, I guess, an art or a science to right sizing, and, you know, it's a lot. It's really not a good spend to be so overpowered from a generator, is it?
No, I mean, and that's what we do. In every unit we sell, we do it. We fill out a load calculation, and that tells us exactly if the customer says, I want to run X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z is added to that load calculation on top of the house, you know, the size of the home, air conditioners. And then when we send that load calculation, it's like a binding contract in a sense, because we do tie it into our contract, and whatever the homeowner wants to power is in that load calculation. It says it right there in front of us. We go over that with the homeowners. You don't want to pay for more than what you need, and you certainly don't want to pay for undersize a generator because, you know, you want to try to keep the unit 80% load. You know, I mean, that's what you want to try to keep the generators. You don't want to run at 90, 95%. I mean, eventually it's going to break. You know, you want to stay within that 80% range. And even with, like with diesel generators, I mean, they have something that they call wet stacking. It blows a lot of black smoke out if it's underpowered, you know. So there are all these other key factors that go into just saying, hey, oh, your house is 2,000 square feet, you need a 22 kW generator, right? That's the old days of doing it. The new days now, the new way of doing it is a load calculation. It protects us as a business. It protects the homeowner.
Well, a lot of things have changed, like LED lights in a house.
Yes.
Draw how much less than, you know, a traditional light bulb? A lot, right?
Right. You know, when we do these load calculations, you also have to take in consideration that the load calculator doesn't know if the house is 50 years old or 50 days old, right? So that's where we come in and as an expert and dial in to truly what the formula and the numbers should be for that homeowner. But LEDs, LED TVs, LED lights, all the Energy Star equipment, that all plays a key factor in there. And then something we install now is what they call the soft starts. So what that does, what the soft starts do is, you install them, and it allows the air conditioner to slowly ramp up so it doesn't overcurrent the generator. So the generator, you don't even really see the unit starting while on generator power. And then it also extends the life of that compressor for another 3, 4, 5 years when it's on utility power. So that device can be used on utility power or generator power. So there are some other things that we're adding in there. You know, right now, Generac has – the thermostat, and a lot of people don't know Generac owns Ecobee, the thermostat. And with that thermostat now, you can dial into your generator and actually see the control and control your generator and see the controls and the functions of your generator off the thermostat from your home without having to go inside. I mean, outside.
So. Outside to look at the unit itself.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are improving. Remote monitoring, right? So we remote monitor your unit. We have you on OmniMetrics. There's companies called Fleet. That's the two best companies that we deal with. We had a customer that called in a little while ago. I'm not going to mention his name, but he is a Hollywood director, lives here in New Orleans. He has a 130 kW generator for his home, right? And the generator didn't start. We looked at it from the office. It's an overcrank, so we're sending technicians over there to take care of that. It was probably taken care of by now. So having that remote monitoring is almost like you're peering into the future, you know, in a sense, because if the generator doesn't start, battery's low coolant, there's any issues with the generator prior to any type of power outage, we see it, and we can dispatch somebody immediately. And then we can do troubleshooting with the homeowner without even having to send somebody out.
So some people are asking about these blended power sources. So, for example, you're on the grid. You have a generator, but you also have solar power.
Yep.
Do you see that coming to where all three are working in connection with one another?
Yeah, so with the battery backup systems, right now we're working with one company on a church project. And basically what happens is that if they lose power, the battery system takes over. When the batteries get below a certain amount, especially if it's at nighttime, solar panels can't charge because there's no sunlight, the generator will start and power the batteries and recharge the batteries. And once those batteries get past their critical point of power, then what will happen is that the batteries will take over and the generator will shut down, so it just runs back and forth. And we have that with homes. We've installed a few units like that already, right here uptown New Orleans, a few houses.
So in the event, like some folks are worried about their solar power, if they have 3-4 days in advance of a storm that not a lot of sunlight, days after a storm, not a lot of sunlight, possibly the utilization of the generator blended with the solar power is still something that makes sense.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of houses out there right now with solar panels on them, right? And there was a lot of companies that went belly up. That was a big market at one time because of tax credits. So there's a lot of houses right now with solar panels sitting on top of them.
With no batteries.
With no batteries. And a lot of them have inverter issues, right? So, but one thing we've seen as well is you know, homeowners will have a solar panel set up, spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on the solar panel set up, have a generator installed, and then complain that their electricity bill hasn't changed. We get out there and realize, look, when they installed this generator, they didn't put any type of shutoff device between the solar panel inverter and the generator. So what happens is you have the two phases hit against each other, and it burns up the inverters. So we came up with a certain way of using this device that locks out the electrical while the generator is running to keep the solar panel and the generator from, basically the two phases from touching, right?
Yeah.
So a device that's, you know, we charge $500 to install saves thousands and thousands of dollars because then you end up with the finger pointing, and 9 times out of 10, when you go back to solar panel companies, they're out of business. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've stepped up and, you know, we noticed throughout the New Orleans area, Louisiana. You know, we noticed this conflicting with solar panels and generators that no one really was paying attention to. And, you know, for $500, we can take care of that. And that's something we identify right at the beginning on our first consultation, you know.
So. Yeah, you know, what's interesting is having these multiple levels of redundancy and making sure that they work and complement one another, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's great to have all these systems in place. But at some point, I think people forget, hey, these two are going to meet up at some point, right?
Right.
And that's where the education part comes in. That's where the experience part comes in. You know, even at our shop, we had a company we bought, I think a year ago, called GenSouth. And they were based out of St. Rose. And GenSouth was the premier Generac generator dealer at one time for the state of Louisiana. And eventually it just kind of slowed down, business kind of shifted. That business was going to close down. That's where I used to buy all my parts from before I became a Generac dealer. And when I found out that they were going to shut down, you know, we made an offer and we were able to take the company over. And it's just kind of one of these companies that were just sat in the background that no one really knew they were there until you really need them, which especially after these hurricanes, they supported so many businesses around the state, not just New Orleans, the local areas, it's around the whole state, residential generators. So when people knew they needed a part, they would go straight to this company. So by us purchasing this company, we're able to provide the part. So you pull up in my shop, you're going to see my competitors there. You're going to see local AC companies, electricians. So we sell to the public and we educate. And we, you know, we go over, if they have, we have a training area. If they have questions about installations, we walk over and we show them. You know, because one thing we want is, even though they're our competitors, we want the best to be out there. We want people that they're representing Generac, right?
Now, you do install other brands, right?
We install Cummins. We picked up Cummins, I think, about 6 months ago. So those two brands complement each other very well.
Now, Cummins not as big in the residential market as opposed to Kohler.
No, Cummins is, I think, their business, I want to say, on the backup generator side as a whole, I want to say it's probably like 15 to 17% of their business. I mean, residential, I don't even think that's probably a percent of their business, you know.
Right.
But they do put out good equipment. You know, the support's great. Matter of fact, I was on the phone with the rep earlier.
Now, you support Kohler as a home generator.
We support Kohler. We work on Briggs and Stratton. We work on all the major brands. We don't sell and install a few brands, but we're certified in all the brands to do maintenance and repairs on them. So, and that was one thing because – you have a choice. You can say, look, I just want to stay with one brand or brands, right? And when things get slow, it's good to have brands that you can work on, you know. And then also, you pull up my home. It might not be your customer, but there's your vehicle right there in front of that home advertising, you know, with wrapped, you know, vehicle that's wrapped advertising. So,
yeah. Do you see the technology improving appreciably over the next 2 to 3 years as it relates to whole home generators?
Oh, yeah. So I'm getting ready to place my year-end order. I'm trying to get into the Prestige, which is, you know, about $2.5 million worth of equipment we ordered from Generac this year on the residential side. And as I'm going through it, Generac has released their next-generation generators, right? So these generators, you can activate them from your cell phones. You have to go through training. They have fuel injection on there, so they go in from a lot of the fuel-air mixture, these type mm-hmm. of stepper motors that had a lot of issues over the years, to a true fuel injection. With these units, you had overhead valves that you have to adjust. These are all hydraulic lifters. So they're making it more friendlier for the maintenance side of it. And when you making it friendlier like that, it's going to cost a little bit more, right? So as they develop these units and they get better and better, they're going to cost a little bit more. But these new units, instead of us having to order the mobile link, which is the monitoring device, that they actually come already built on the units. So there are improvements on there as they get better. I mean, it just happens over time. Like I said, Generac has the, as far as when it comes to transfer switches, they have the transfer switches. They have transfer switch with the breaker panels inside them, the meter combo transfer switches. There's a variety of transfer switches that they offer now. Instead of you having two or three boxes up on the wall, you can consolidate to one. So there are a lot of improvements that they're making. And a lot of people, especially with homes, I mean, people want the aesthetics of their home. They don't want boxes on side the wall. They want to keep it as clean as possible. So
for the homeowner out there buying a new home or building a new home, best time to put the generator in. I've had people ask me this because, you know, I've been endorsing your product for a long time. Yep. You manage my system, and I mean, I don't have to worry about anything. It works.
Yep.
And they're like, what do you think? When's the best time? I said, well, I could just tell you, if you can set it up on the front end when you're building your home, I don't know of any, and that would go with almost any little add-on that you want to put on a home, right?
Yeah, Mr. Ritchie, you referred me to, right? I was over there the other day, and he's at the phase right now where he's got the electrical roughed in, plumbing's roughed in, they're going to be doing the air conditioner, the air conditioner's roughed in, so now we're looking at placement of the generator, getting everything pre-run before they close the walls up. So that's the time you want to do it. It's easy to sit there and say, look, I'm going to have my architect draw it up. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a great idea just to mark it on there, but the placements never usually work out. you know, if a homeowner has pool equipment and there's a pool heater, most likely we can go right there where the pool heater's at and share that gas line, save the homeowner several thousand dollars instead of having to trench a gas line, push it to a high pressure system, two regulators, and we're ready to go. So you save the homeowner $3,000 or $4,000. Some people will look at me, some other owners, you know, and they'll look at me, Craig, you know, why are you doing that? You know, running another gas line, make more money. I get it, but at the same time, it's not all about money.
Well, you're in it for the long game. That's what I love about your approach to the business model. You know, you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And I see that with everyone that I've interacted with in your company. I mean, it's the same kind of mantra. You know, look, we can make this shortcut right here, right now, but I'm going to be back. So we just soon resolve this issue here and now.
And that's what, look, when we bid on jobs, you know, we try to give a nice discount up front because we want to make it up over 10 years, right? So we get you in, get you a 10-year warranty. I'm hoping to get 10 years of maintenance out of you, right, to make it up over time. And that's what it's about. You know, it's not about – I always tell people, it's not about hitting home runs. It's base hits.
Yeah.
You're still going to score anyway, you know, just how it is.
Well, it's equipment. I mean, it's a machine, you know, and you got to maintain it like every other piece, like your car. You know, when the light comes on to change your oil, you got to change your oil.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's, you know, the homeowners, we...
But when the Saints are third and goal on the three, and your electricity goes out, you're going to wish that oil was changed.
Yeah, a funny story. I never forget, we had just moved into our home, and I want to say it was in 2017, it was November, and the Saints were playing in Dallas. Drew Brees had a bad game, and we ended up losing. And I'll never forget, I remember I was sitting in a hot tub, and I was all excited, sitting in a hot tub, new house, and the power went out. And I said, all right, you know, all of a sudden the generator turned on, had Christmas lights out, and next thing you know, I'm out there unplugging Christmas lights, because I looked at my neighborhood, it's pitch black. Had fountains going on with the lights in them, garden lights. I mean, everything. My wife said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I feel like I'm just embarrassed." It's almost like I was embarrassed. Like I was showing off, you know. Yeah. So I'm plugging everything, and it's funny because Ashley called me from 95.7 the Friday, and we're playing the yeah nay game, and it was a similar story where a homeowner had this massive Christmas light display, and the whole neighborhood was without power, and he was wanting backup generator power. So, but yeah, like I said, it's.
I don't feel bad at all.
No, I mean, you go in my neighborhood, there are Craig's electrical signs everywhere.
I made the investment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of the investment. And I'm proud of the work that y'all have done for me over the years because you guys have never let me down. Not a single time.
I appreciate the studio tour. It's been pretty cool.
Nah,
you know, I wanted to come up here and check everything out.
So, Craig, your phone number?
504-677-1023. Or you call us at Craig's Electrical. Go to craigselectrical.com. Or like they say, when the lights go off, Craig's come on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jeff Booker, for that one.
Yep. And thank you for joining us today. And Merry Christmas to you and your family. And have a blessed holiday.
Oh, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you all.
All right, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll have Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Saints win. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes? stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And folks, just a reminder, all you moms, dads, papas, grannies out there, Wednesday, Christmas Eve, join us from 10 to 1, Santa Claus, our very special show. Tell the kids Santa will take their calls, 504-260-1870. Mark your calendar, Santa Claus is coming to the Newell Norman Show Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So give us a shout. Write down that number right now, 504-260-1870. And then Santa's helper joins us, Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, by bringing home another win, the 5-10 Saints. We're going to the Super Bowl, but we got to be in the playoffs first.
Maybe next year. But no, I mean, it's three straight wins. First time since 2022, the Saints have won three consecutive games, at least in the same season. They'll tell you that between 2023 and 2024, they won four straight games, but I don't count, you know, split season win streaks. That's not how it works, guys. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's just they're finding ways to win. That was a game that they should have won. You know, they went in as nearly a touchdown favorite. And it's like you're looking at a 4-10 Saints team, and you're like, wow, is that really how bad the Jets are that they can't hold a candle to the Saints right now? And, you know, the Saints, I thought, played well, but they also didn't score in the red zone one time. So I think that Jets team is kind of dead in the water. But you can't take away from what the Saints were able to do in that game.
Again, you know, it's going to sound like very repetitive from the last couple of weeks. They were competitive. They played hard. They were in the game. Bodies flying all over the place, trying to eke out that extra yard. I just totally enjoyed the effort. Some of the players after the game, many of whom we don't know who's going to be around next year, you know, very touching in their post-game comments. You can feel like the sense that everyone realizes there will be transformation with this team, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you're you know, Cam Jordan, Taysom Hill, DeMario Davis, even, you know, you just don't know. I mean, Taysom, his contract's up after this season, or at least, you know, you have the void years kind of worked in there. So he probably feels like this could be his last game in the Superdome. Cam Jordan, you know, it's funny because they struck very different tones in similar situations. Both guys had a ton of family at the game. This is the second consecutive year for Cam because he wasn't sure going into after the season finale last year whether he would be back. He ended up reworking his contract, but you know, he sounds pretty adamant that he wants to play again. You know, I don't think he's ready to just ride off into the sunset, and for good reason. I mean, he's got 8.5 sacks. He's leading the team in sacks. So, you know, when he says, like, I have more left in the tank, you know, he's putting up the numbers. So it'll be interesting to see what the Saints do with him, because I do think that from a financial situation, it would make sense if you could keep him around, if he's still producing, because it would give you some flexibility with the dead cap money that you could push forward. From Taysom, though, you know, he struck more of a contemplative, kind of somber note. He was asked about, you know, taking it all in, and he kind of got choked up a little bit. Because, yeah, I mean, it would be a surprise to me if he's back, not because, you know, he's unable to get the job done, just because I think this offense is kind of going in a different direction, and I'm not sure it makes sense. But, you know, it was really cool, in my opinion, to see one more kind of vintage Taysom Hill game in the Superdome. And I mean, like, you got it, right? You got the 38-yard touchdown pass. You got the 42 yards rushing. You got the 36 yards receiving. He's the first modern-era NFL player to have 1,000 rushing, passing, and receiving yards, which anytime you can say that you're the only guy to do anything, I don't care what it is, that's monumental. It was a nice day because you got the win, but it was made more special by the performances from Cam, two sacks, and Taysom with impacting the game in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I also loved very few penalties. I know it was definitely less than five. I don't remember what the number was. I was kind of counting as we went along. You probably have it in front of you, but I mean, like, and it's like, this is fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was three penalties for 30 yards, which, yeah, anytime you can come out of a game with the number three on the penalty line, that's a big deal. No, I mean, the Saints are just playing kind of competent, quality football. And they seem to be getting better as the season goes on, which is what well-coached teams tend to do.
Right.
Right. You go back and you look at those Drew Brees, Sean Payton teams, and you'd get into week 16 and you would just be taking the wheels off people because they just weren't – you had gotten to, like, the peak of what you wanted to be, and they are kind of just floating out there trying to figure it out, right? I look back at games like the Bengals. I think they dropped 55 points on the Bengals one year, and it was like, that's one of these teams is a well-oiled machine, and the other one's got parts falling off. Yeah. That was cool to see. And big games for Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson. Like, what makes it more impressive is they were able to do that with, you know, obviously Juwan and Chris are your weapons. Those are your top two guys in the passing game, but behind them, it's like you're talking about the backup to the backup to the backup. Audric Estime, I thought, played pretty well, but it was clear going into this game that, you know, the goal was going to be, let's get Taysom Hill heavily involved, and then we are going to use the short passing game as the run game, right? Like, you had Tyler Shuck throw, I think, 32 passes in the first half. It was tied for the most first-half pass attempts in a game this season. And, you know, ends the game with 49 pass attempts in a situation where you were ahead a majority of the game. It's not like usually when you'll see a guy throw 50 passes, which if you had Taysom Hill's, they threw 50 pass attempts. It's because you're behind. You're trying to rally. In this case, they threw because they felt like that was their best option to move the ball. And, you know, it's hard to argue. I think getting away from the run game is what hurt you in the red zone. You were 0-for-3 in the red zone, and that's where you really need to kind of get some hard yards, get yourself closer to the goal line, and they weren't able to do that. But, you know, against a team like the Jets, you didn't really have to do much, so they were able to get away with it in this game.
I don't remember if it was pregame, during the game, or whatever. They did a feature film, a little spread on Charlie Smith, going back to his hometown, and he was 5-for-6 yesterday. He had a big game.
Yeah, I mean, five field goals, that ties the Saints record. I think Groupie did that against the Falcons a couple years ago. And they were all, you know, other than the miss, which was from 61, which, you know, that's, he had the leg, he just kind of couldn't get it pointed in the right direction. I have noticed that he seems to have a little harder time kicking from the left hash than the right hash or the middle. And I think the reason for that is when you watch, he's played golf, you know, you talk about shot shape, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got kind of a high draw, like that's his natural kick. So he's going to want to start it out to the right a little bit and let it fade back. And when you're on the right hash, all you're doing is kicking it right at the right upright and letting the kind of natural kick kind of float back to the middle. And in the middle, obviously, you're basically doing the same thing. You might start it a little to the right. When you're on the left hash, I think it's just a little harder to find that start point. And if you watch the first kick of the game, it's from the left hash, and he kind of just sneaked it in the upright from 35 yards out. If that's a 45-yard kick, it probably misses. The 61-yard kick was from the left hash, and he missed way left. He did make a kick from the left hash well, like right down the middle later in the game. So he's kind of dialing it in. But no, that's impressive. Any time you have a kicker, and I think he's probably going to be special teams player of the week unless someone ripped off a touchdown or a kick return touchdown or two. Because, you know, just being consistent on the kicks you have to make is what you need. You know, the 60-yard kick would have been fantastic. That would have turned a great day into an epic day. But, you know, the question for Charlie was not whether he could, whether he had a monster leg. It was whether he could be consistent. He's made all of his extra points. His only miss was from 48 yards in the crazy conditions out in Tampa, again, from the left hash. So the Saints are very happy. They signed him to a 3-year contract this week. He's going to be the guy. And I think there's a lot of young pieces on this roster that the Saints feel really good about, and he's one of them.
Yeah. We seem to come out of the game not so bad with injuries either. Do you have anything to report there?
We haven't got any updates on Foster Moreau, who that ankle injury looked pretty nasty coming off the field. I was surprised that he was able to walk off on his own power. It's another hip drop tackle that the refs just refused to throw penalties on these plays. But the reason they tried to get rid of this tackle is because of stuff like that. Like, it's impossible to tackle. It's almost impossible to tackle someone that way and not pin their lower leg in ways that are going to leave them injured. It happened against Alvin Kamara, against the Falcons. It kind of twisted his knee. He hasn't played since. And Foster, hopefully he avoided anything major, because he's had ankle injuries in the past. Again, he was able to walk off the field, so that's a positive thing. But, you know, we'll have to see with him. You know, there's only two games left, so I don't expect him to try to push anything with these guys. And Brian Brzee is dealing with a knee injury. His is one that I think you have a little more concern over, because he just, you know, and this is Foster last year, right? Like, Foster, mm-hmm. in the final game of the season, the final drive of the season, tore up his knee, and that affected this season for him. So you just hope these last two games you can avoid anything major like that that's going to impact the next season. So that's what we're watching for with Brian.
And we're headed off to Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be a little chilly. And suddenly it's between the Saints and the Titans, these two teams have won 5 of the last 6 games. They got young quarterbacks people are excited about. So that could be a fun game. We'll have to see.
Absolutely. Well, as always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
You as well, Newell. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stay with us. So, folks, I just wanted to point out something else that I came across over the weekend, which doesn't surprise me because they've been doing this. The state of California is really done a striking policy U-turn. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, who was talking extensively about extending government-supported health care to all low-income Californians, regardless of their immigration status, talking about the moral identity of California and to the state's economy. Obviously, that moral identity is not nearly as important now because they will stop accepting adults with what the government calls a new term. So just so you're aware of this, unsatisfactory immigration status, not illegal, not out of status, unsatisfactory immigration status. So you will no longer be able to file for Medi-Cal. So the federal dollars that the state received did not go to illegal aliens. It was state dollars that put up 1.7 million people, totaling about $10.6 billion in costs to provide insurance for these folks. Now, think about this for a moment. We're fighting in this country for citizen coverage over the Affordable Care Act. We're fighting about extension of subsidies and whether or not this country can afford that at the federal level. At the state level, we're putting up, and this is not the only state, there are a number of states putting up gobs and gobs and gobs of money for illegal aliens in this country. And they're complaining that they're being cut out. And California actually made an accommodation that if you had your health coverage had already started with them, you're already enrolled, they're not going to kick you out. They're going to continue to cover you. But in 2027, you're going to have to pay $30 a month for health care coverage in California. And guess who's upset? The beneficiary of the $30 a month health care coverage. Really? We'll be right back. Folks, just another reminder, don't forget, Santa will be with us on Wednesday from 10 to 1. Get the kids to call in, 504-260-1870. When we return after the top of the hour news break, Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, joins us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives.
MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.